Here's Alan from Peckham, because Alan has been in an earthquake, and I think we want to hear about this.
Yes.
Alan, there's something about saying Alan from Peckham has been in an earthquake, which doesn't add up.
It doesn't really, does it?
Where were you with the ground that the earth moved for you?
In Cyprus.
Oh, okay, and?
5 years ago.
Go on, tell us the circs.
Well, we were having a nice drink around the pool.
Yeah.
It was a blazing sunny day.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, everything started to shake. It was really very, very scary.
But for how long? Because, you know, the thing is, it's also very, very sexy when you see these things, the overnight cameras, the, closed-circuit security cameras of all the shelves going and stuff. It just seems to me like quite a sexy thing as well, an earthquake.
Well, that's exactly what happened, but the hotel split into two.
Did it?
Yeah, and the water jumped
That can happen in some Cyprus hotels anyway. But, yeah. Yeah, and...
The water just literally leapt out of the swimming pool.
How cool is that? In one big gulp...
And my wife had had a few drinks and fell over and thought, Christ, I've had a bit too much.
What? Tell us about that. The water leapt out of the swimming
pool.
Were
there people in the swimming pool?
Oh, there you took surfing straight out of it.
The glasses fell off the bar of the... sort of bar by the swimming pool.
Alan, I hate to say it, but after saying the water leaked out of the swimming pool, the glasses falling off the bar is scaling
down. We need
down.
To know, were there people in the swimming pool?
Yeah, there was a couple of people in the pool.
What happened to them?
They got out a bit quick.
That's extraordinary. and the kids, I suppose, would have said, oh, that was good, let's do that again.
There weren't any children there, it was a non-children
serves them right there.
Hotel.
I'm not all for those, but nevertheless, then you couldn't wait to get to the phones and ring up people and say, guess what just happened to us? Was it heroic?
No, I actually brought a newspaper home with me because I knew nobody would believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 6.8, which was quite big.
Pretty good. It's not like these ones that have over here that Americans must think, well, that's not an earthquake, but it's, you know, always in Northampton for some reason, and all that ever happens is the stamp machine on the corner of the street gets a little bit dicky after. It's a bit temperamental, but they're a bit of cute, adorable British earthquakes. Oh, Henry, get a folder of me with this adorable earthquake they have over here. But that sounds like a pretty good one.
Well, that isn't the end of it, because for the whole 24 hours, we had continuous tremors.
Yeah.
And you laid in bed at night, wouldn't take your clothes off, couldn't go to sleep, and the bed walked across the floor, and the wardrobes rattled all the time. 24 hours later, we got hit by another earthquake.
Wow, this
wasn't quite so bad.
It's a two-in-one deal. Alan, I'm going to have to lose you.
It got worse because...
No, there's the problem with...